Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today, my guest is Dee Coxon, and I'm going to introduce Dee in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your precious time here with us on the show. I am so appreciative that you do that. Now, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. You know, I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others reach their dream. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. I hope you find that this is another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And make sure you check out the show page before you leave. I always put links to my guest on the show page, and there's always a free gift for you as well, and I know Dee has one for you. And then if you want to connect, I always put my links on there to the website and to connect with me on Facebook. I would love to hear from you. Now, maybe you have a message to share. You know, I always love having guests on the show. So please reach out to me if you would like to share your message with people all over the world. Now, allow me to introduce our guest for today. I am so excited to have her here. Dee Coxon is a best-selling author and business starter coach who inspires midlife women to go beyond their known capabilities and get their business online in less time. A former hairdresser and beauty therapist, she admits to getting more satisfaction helping clients with their personal struggles than she did from doing their hair and makeup. Determined to combine her business acumen with her intuitive skills, Dee wanted an online business so that she could reach more of those women who wanted what she had to offer. So to support her career change at age 50, she gained a master's degree and a teaching certificate. However, afraid of being judged by others, it was actually a talk by Dr. Bren Brown called Why Your Critics Aren't the Ones Who Count that gave her the courage to step into her own arena and say, I see you, I hear you, but I'm going to do it this way. Join me now in welcoming Dee Coxon to the show. Well, welcome, Dee. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know that you're a busy person, so thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, for 30 years, I was a hairdresser and beauty therapist, and I owned my own salons, and I did that very happily for a long time. But there came a point where I enjoyed doing helping my clients with their personal problems and their personal struggles more than I did doing the hair and makeup. And I was involved in this so much. I helped them with everything from escaping domestic violence to preparing a CV to getting ready for an interview, and I did so much of that that I leant towards that much more than I did doing the hair and beauty. And eventually I arrived at a stage where I made the decision that I wanted to get out of the hair and beauty and just concentrate on working with these women, being a voice for them and being an advocate for them. And originally the plan was to get my message out there, to be online, and more be under the umbrella of advocacy and counselling. So when I started to look more in depth in that and get introduced into the online world, bearing in mind I wanted a website and everything and I was going in at entry level, that was when the storm, the perfect storm, if you like, arrived, because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any clue where to start. I thought I would figure it all out myself, which I did. But it took me a very, very, very long time. And so the time it took me to get everything set up, the mess I made, the mistakes I made, and the money I wasted, I thought, okay, counselling, advocacy, look at this journey I've been on. And instead of staying more with personal struggles, I decided I would move gear a little bit and help the women who wanted to do what I wanted to do to get an online business, but I would help them by sharing my mistakes, condensing the journey massively, which would allow them to get their business online in less time, which is the complete opposite to what I did.
You know, it's so, there's so many things in your story, Dee, that make me, you know, everybody talks to their hairdresser, right? Mm-hmm. To their salon person. And so I can so see that you did a lot of coaching, counseling, all of that way back when, right?
Yeah, it was a perfect environment because there's something I discovered over the years that with a hairdresser or a beauty therapist, there's that short-term intimacy, okay, where you know enough about each other where the client wants to share, but also it's a very safe space for them because even though they know, like, and trust you, they know you're not closely connected to their family or to any of the problems that are going on, so they can come in, they can dump all of the information, they can find solutions, and then they know you're not going to tell anyone. So the trust is massive, and I used to be amazed at how quickly and how easily these women would share, you know. My mum used to say to me, well, you must just have one of those faces. But I think because I'm a huge empath, I didn't understand what that was when I was much younger. I didn't know what it was, but I think I feel everything before I see it. And so I think it was an underlying connection that was there that made women go, I'm going to tell her about this and see what she has to say. And I loved that. And they loved it. And together we loved the outcome. And it just grew from there.
That's so true. And you know, the other thing that really came to me as you were talking, Dee, about your story is how, you know, I think that happens to a lot of people. We make these mistakes, or we have all these life lessons, right, that we learn. And yeah, there's something inside of us that wants to save other people from that. So we want to help them by condensing what we've learned so that they can get to where they want to be much faster.
Absolutely. Because I think for me, because I'm so connected with other women, and because of the amount of mistakes I made, and because of the money that it cost me, you know, what resonated with me was, if I can save one person from making this mess, because my clientele are midlife women, okay, so for a lot of them, not all of them, but for a lot of them, they're going into business for the first time. They've maybe been homemakers, they've maybe been in a completely different type of job, and where their calling is niggled away, and they want to do something. But like me, they have skills in other areas. So they think, well, yeah, I'm capable, I'm competent, I'm confident, I can do this. And then you venture into this new world and it's like, what the hell? And of course, so many of us, including me, fall into the Google trap. And Google is wonderful for information, but the problem is, once you're on there, you never get off there. You know, and you learn one thing, you go on to learn another thing, and you don't know you don't need it until you've already spent the time and read up on it. And so there you're in the time trap, the Google trap, and it's not a great place to be. And that's something else that happened to me. So I wanted to stop other women from doing that, you know. That was on a technical side and the side of functionality. But on a personal side, there's a side to me that I come across so many women who, if they have a calling or feel that they have a calling to do something else or a desire to do something else, that it would sadden me greatly because they would often say, yes, but I'm only a whatever. And that used to sadden me massively when they described themselves as only a whatever. Because, you know, these women, because of the life they've lived so far, have so many skills and so many talents, yet they may not have had an opportunity to get that out into the world yet. But I didn't want to hear anyone else say, well, I can't do that because I'm only a whatever. And so I wanted to have the personal, the intimacy, and create the safe space and the safe environment so they could say, this is what I want to do, this is what I can do, how the hell do I find out about the rest?
Yeah, well, you know, So many new entrepreneurs, especially, I think, have that imposter syndrome. Who am I to say? It's just little old me, you know, who I'm not an expert, but I say this to people all the time, you are the only person in the whole world that does what you do in the way
in my book.
I'm sorry?
That very line is in my book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I say no other woman in the world has what you do or can do what you do in the way that you do it. That's how I word it, yes.
Oh, that's interesting, because I've been saying that for years, and I didn't read your book till just recently, but I must have missed that line. But that's interesting, because I think that's so true. And giving people, especially women, that empowerment that, yes, you are an expert, because nobody can do what you can do, how you do it.
That's it. You are a unique, you know, some people may have some of the skills that another woman has, and there may be lots of similarities, but no two women are ever the same. And whether it's a quirk or an idiosyncrasy, it could be the smallest thing, but there will be a difference. You know, I mean, I talk in the book, I use the analogy of a diamond to describe a woman and how, you know, she's covered by layers of molten rock, and those layers have to be peeled away to reveal the diamond. But you have to know that a diamond resides in you in the first place before you know, you can say, well, yeah, I am good, I can do this. And so sometimes where some women need to learn the functionality of what they need to do to get a business online, a lot of women need so much more than that. And one of the pieces of the work I do with my clients is unpack your backstory. And that is a real intimate piece of work. It often ends in tears, usually theirs, sometimes both of us. But that's a wonderful opportunity for me. And I always know the connection's been made about 15 minutes in, when her shoulders relax, she sits back in her chair, And there's just a beat across her face that says, she gets me. And that makes me feel wonderful when that happens. Yeah.
Mm. Well, and so much is about that connection. And I think, and Dee, do you find this too, that so many women that you work with have issues around worthiness and maybe even self-love, that it's like they've never, some of them have never even taken the time to think about how much they love themselves or how much they are worth. But I see worthiness as a very common barrier for people to get over in general, but especially for women, it seems.
Well, I agree with you. And for me, there are two standout things. First of all, I'll share with you and your wonderful audience that for me, after the death of my mum, when I had a really difficult time and a big struggle that put everything on a hiatus, and what happened was an email dropped into my inbox, and it was a link to Dr. Brené Brown's 99 conference talk, Why Your Critics Aren't the Ones You Count. Mm. And I watched that, Bonnie, I don't know if you've seen it, and I openly wept in front of the laptop, because she talks about the shame and the vulnerability and people saying, too big for your britches, and who do you think you are? And what I find one of the most difficult things, and I see it now, I see it on social media, is we're still in a situation where in some cases women tear other women down. Now, whether it's because of their own insecurities, or they're upset when they see someone else's success, or they're so bogged down in a fat day or a bad hair day or whatever, that they can't find the goodness to encourage someone, you know. So I know that a lot of the women I work with have all of those fears. I have them myself. And it was only when I watched Brené's video about the creatives, you know, the sweaty creatives, as she calls us, about camping out in the basement and stringing twinkle lights and being afraid to come out there. And I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. I am getting out there and I'm doing this. So, yes, I absolutely agree with what you're saying about that. And the other thing, I have two points I wanted to mention there. But the other thing is, I think when women have become so busy in other jobs or being in a marriage or being homemakers or whatever, I think part of them just, maybe not even deliberately, but it just disappears and they don't even recognize the wonderful skill, even if it's all soft skills, they don't seem to see in themselves what other people see in them. And people can say to them for years, you should do this, you're great at this, you would be wonderful at this, but it's not that easy for them to, you know, they feel it and they want it, But, you know, going in blind and saying to someone, this is what I want to do, it's a big, scary thing. And it's difficult for a lot of women to face that.
Well, and do you think that sometimes it has to do with where they are in their life path? I mean, whether if they've got kids at home or if they're taking care of aging parents, if they have a job or they are a stay-at-home, you know, homemaker or mom, because there's such, I mean, really, you that's part of you, as especially as a woman, you know, throughout the life cycle, that you can't, they're linked, you know, that you there's a togetherness there. And so sometimes it's, I can't do this because...
Absolutely. And what I say to everyone is, no matter where you are on your business journey, something is happening within the context of your life. The two are inextricably linked, you know. And for me, most of the women I come across, they decide on a business because my clientele are all midlife and beyond. And and someone said to me, oh, would you not work with a younger woman? Well, the honest answer to that, Bonnie, is probably not, because I don't identify with them at this stage. You know, I can share my life experience and lived experience and shared experience with women of my age group who know what this feels like. And this is why I can identify with them, because I know how they're feeling. I am myself currently the filling in the middle of life sandwich, where I have older caring responsibilities and younger caring responsibilities. And so I get, you know, if someone might have a podcast interview set up or social media training, and then one of the grandchildren takes ill and they've got to go and get them, you know, or a mum falls over and they've got to go and help with that. It's not as straightforward for a midlife woman. Yes, you have to have boundaries. Yes, you have to put some things in place. But sometimes, literally, and as cliched as it sounds, life just gets in the way. And you have to make space for that. You have to get over it. And you might not work as quickly as, say, your younger counterparts, but you will get there. And I think working with someone or being surrounded by others who know what this feels like, then you don't feel the isolation and you think, well, it's not just me. And so that's a good thing. But again, what you were talking about earlier about worthiness, when we talked about the ladies who have lost themselves in being a homemaker, being a wife or whatever, sometimes they get to 50 and it's the first time they've lifted their head up and looked in the mirror and said, yeah, I'm still here and there are things that I still want to do.
Yeah. So, you know, and part of that in my, because I'm all about, you know, energy and intuition and angels and all that sort of thing. So this is a Bonnieism maybe, but how does, you know, your gut feeling, your intuition play into all of that? I mean, so often we don't trust what our inner wisdom is telling us.
Well, for a long time, I had a client at the hairdressing salon who said to me for years that I shouldn't be there. I should go off and do something else. And I used to feel quite hurt when she used to say it, because I was very good at my job. And she would clasp my hands and she would say, you're wasted here. And after years of saying this, I said to her, what do you think I should be doing? And I'll be honest, Bonnie, I mainly asked that question out of vanity, because she kept saying it to me. And she said, oh, if you're asking me that, dear, the time's not right. And this continued for a long time. And so she said it again. And I said, look, you know, what do you think I should be doing? And she said, look, connection. You have the gift of deep and authentic connection, and you should be caring for women in a different way, not the way that you care for them now. And the thing about that, it was really emotional. I filled up with tears, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I knew exactly what she meant, because I'd always known it, I'd always felt it, but I just thought, but what shall I do about it? I didn't know what I should do about it. So the feeling got stronger. Some women call it a calling. The intuition got stronger. The life lessons were getting harder. The messages were coming stronger. And I arrived at a stage where I thought, you know, I started looking into spirituality and holistic therapies and everything. And I thought, well, yeah, am I not listening to the messages? Is this coming from all angles? Because it's time now for me to look at this and go, so what can I do about this? So I absolutely believe that intuition is massive. And even if you don't understand what it is the universe is trying to say to you, I would say to all women, it's the rightness of the message. You may not have the solution yet, but if it's the same message that keeps coming, you've got to start to listen sooner or later to get your message out there, you know, and to be able to share your calling with the world and do what it is you've been put on this earth to do.
Oh, that's so true. And I think, well, to me, everything is energy and everything has a frequency. And so much of that, you know, do I trust it? Do I not? I always go back to how does it make me feel? You know, am I happy? Am I excited? And I always tell people, if you're excited and a little bit scared at the same time, you're on the cusp of something big.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've been on the cusp of something for a long time, buddy, because with all of the setbacks I had, that was one of the biggest frustrations for me, because I always felt as though I was moving forward and then, wham, I would be hit with something else, a family commitment, an obligation, another mistake in the learning world. I mean, around all of this, I did a master's degree in business. And while I'm proud to have the master's degree and it's nice that I've done it, it serves me in no way, shape or form with this business, you know. So that's 2 years I could have spent doing something much more purposeful. But again, I had to make the mistake to learn the lesson.
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings me to my next question. So somebody comes to you with an idea or with a passion or a calling that they really want to pursue. Do they need to go to school? Do they need to like do all these things first? Or how do you help them begin?
Okay. So first of all, no, you definitely don't need to go to school. And if I can sort of say this in one overarching comment first, and I hope that when I say this, you go, yeah, right, I get that. I'm going to unpack it for you, Bonnie, but this is what I say. To turn your calling into a business, you must have the professional competence to match your intuitive skills. Mm. Yeah, that's the big overarching thing, okay? So, yeah, what I do is, in a nutshell, I find out what they want and what it is they want to achieve. Then we talk about what they already have and what's missing. And in a lot of cases, they don't know what's missing, especially from the business side or the functionality side of it. What they've got is a gift, whether it's in healing, whether it's in teaching, whether it's in a service-based industry, but they're going online for the first time or they want to get into the online world for the first time. So as I've said, we identify what's missing. But again, based on the mistakes I've made, where I went off and learned everything, about social media, everything about, you know, every area of the business, I encourage women never to do that. You know, there are five basic things that they need to put in place to get the foundation of the business there. Yes, they can learn an awful lot more, and particularly later on, depending which direction their business goes in and what areas they need to specialize in most. But to get them started, there are the five basic things that they need to put together. And what I've found over the years and what I've tried to explain to people is, I think there's a time fallacy in how long this takes. And I think people underestimate what's involved. And if you can imagine yourself with a pair of sneakers in front of a red line, and most people who come to me think they've got to get that pair of shoes over the red line and then they're started. What I say to them is, rethink that picture. Imagine 50 pairs of sneakers in front of that red line. You've got to get them all across to get started. Yeah. And so, you know, it's none of it is difficult, but all of the pieces that go together, they are many in number. But in isolation, none of them are difficult things. It's just because the steps are invisible and it's knowing what goes where and in what order. And if you get that right, then everything else can, you know, you can build on that as and when you need it.
Mm. You know, Dee, we've talked about so many awesome things today and you get so much information to share, but I know that people are busy. If only one more thing could fit in their brain today, what do you think is the most important message that you really want people to take away from our conversation today?
I think for me, something, I haven't heard anyone else say this, but please correct me if I'm wrong, Bonnie. And I think it's something that came into my mind as I was writing my book and sort of bringing together all the layers of what's happened to me. But what I'm working around at the moment, and the most common thing I'm finding, is the term midlife beginners. Okay, and the term itself is an oxymoron because, you know, midlife suggests you're halfway there and a beginner suggests that you're brand new. But the women that I work with and the women that I love to help, they really are midlife beginners because they're starting something new in midlife. So they've got this learning to do around the new business that they want to have. But as a midlifer, you know, they're absolutely seasoned and they've marinated in life experience and all of this wonderful thing. And for a lot of women, especially those from the corporate world, they find it very difficult to admit that they're a beginner at midlife, you know. But if you just lean into that and embrace it, yes, you are experienced with 50 years or whatever behind you, and you are experienced in a lot of areas, but just embrace the fact that you're new to some of the stuff that you're going to have to take on board and learn. And the term midlife beginner for me wraps it all up in a nutshell, because those are the type of women that I work with, those are the type of women that I help, and those are the type of women that come into my path.
Oh, perfect. So now I know that people are going to want more of you, Dee. So how do people get more of Dee Coxon?
Okay. The easiest way and the quickest way is to go to my website, which is deecoxon.com. On there, they can find out about what I do. They can find out about my services. Currently, I have a one-to-one face-to-face that I do, my VIP days, which is my absolute favourite, because one-to-one, you know, being a huge empath, that is where the magic happens for me. That's where stories are shared and voices are heard and wonderful things happen then. So my VIP days are my favourite. I also have online VIP days where I do this through Zoom. It's a six-hour day and it's a five-step programme. But since I've launched my book, because there's more interest and more people, you know, coming on board, I am going to be launching a group program in the new year. So that would be three ways that clients can get to work with me. But I do have a little something that I'd like to give to your wonderful listeners today, if it's a good time to do it now.
Oh, sure. That would be fabulous.
Okay. So again, back to the website, deecoxon.com. There is a 10-page download. It's a small workbook, and it's how to create a heart-centered plan for your business. Now, a plan for your business is completely different to a business plan. And so it's all about the why. It's all about where you're coming from and the better questions to ask yourself, which is why you want the business in the first place. And as a jumping off point, it's a great start.
Oh, thank you so much for that fabulous gift. And I will put the link to your website, Dee, on the show page. So who's ever listening, you can just click on that link and you should go directly there. And then you can take advantage of Dee's fabulous offer for you.
That's wonderful. There's also on there, on the front page, you can also download a free chapter from my book if you're audience wanted to have a look at that. That's on there as well. No sign up on that one, just a straight direct download and you can get that chapter.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Dee. I know that you're a busy person. So thank you so much for taking time to share with us here on The Holistic Entrepreneur today.
And thank you so much, Bonnie. It's been wonderful and a privilege to be a guest with you today. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.